From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to the show. Hope you've had an awesome week. JT here, Grant Lee is here as well. Mr. Lee, how was your week? How's it been so far? It's been still half a day to go before the weekend.
We have. It's actually been a really good week. School's gone back, so I think parents are a little bit happier about that, that the kids are back at school. So, and they actually started fairly late this year, didn't they?
7 weeks. Yesterday. 7 weeks, especially for the public system, public school system. Yeah, seven weeks in New South Wales. So, yeah. How good is it to be back in school again, right? All those holidays.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? Oh, yes. And wasn't it easy? When you're at school,
it was.
But nothing now when you're going to work.
This conversation the other day, and I still don't think I'd go back for all the money in the world, though. I think I'm happy being out.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah, yeah. Even though I was a good student, I was a good student, Mr. Lee. You might find that hard to believe, but school captain, vice captain, prefect, SRC.
Oh.
I'm going to sound like a nerd, so I'm going to stop now. How about you? What was your what was your achievement? What did you get up to?
My achievement, I made it to first term of year 11.
Okay, that's a good achievement. That's very good. What happened beyond that?
I didn't like school.
No?
It was good, I just, I would go back to school, definitely. Knowing now what I know, I would work a lot harder because, it is a good time. Because it's a lot harder when you leave school, isn't it?
It is. You're finding that out the hard way now, aren't you? Working at 4 and 6, right. Working yourself to the bone. I know how it is, you're in the grind. Yep. Very busy person, Mr. Lee. Some people will disagree, myself. But anyway, good to have you here, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. It's so good to be here this week. Now, before we move on, how good was Mel last Wednesday when we were talking about our baby girl? So
yeah, she was wonderful, Mel. Great to have her back. And she's back in a couple of weeks as well for Bridget Jones, which is going to be a big movie. We'll talk about that a bit later on. But let's get into what movies are screening this week. We're going to do that soon. Also, we've got top fives where we're going to go around the world again. You're sending me somewhere else this week, Mr. Lee, because I get to go first this week, so we'll find out.
I thought I'd better let you.
Do I like this country?
Yeah.
Am I going to like
it? Yes, you do.
I do like it. Okay, that's good.
You do like this country.
I don't like many countries, so this should be easy.
And you don't have to worry. They haven't been given a tariff or anything like that, so
they're
free of any tariffs. So good.
I'll try and work that one out. I'm looking forward to that. That will be a bit later on in the podcast. Also, as we look at a movie this week, Mr. Lee, when we get into it, horror. Horror. A movie you're not going to like very much. Yes. We'll go around the screens with a huge announcement that I'm going to love, and I'll be able to create another, create another memory with my lovely Nan. Did you write that?
Yes.
Did you? That's it. Because you love the creating memories bullcrap.
And, and I will let the listeners know, JT has no idea what this announcement is.
I don't, genuinely.
It's not on his run sheet. It's only on my run sheet because I want it to be something that he will take away and go, I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Well, while I hope this is going to be good, I highly doubt it. Okay, still to come as well, we're going to do some news. We've got the Actor Awards we're going to break into. I'm going to go around the screens, as Mr. Lee said, and he'll be able to break that huge announcement. It's all still to come, so let's get into this.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Horror, Mr. Lee, as we spoke about before, do you want to break the news on this one?
Yeah, look, this is actually, I don't know whether it's a new concept or not. I think we've had these sort of horrors before, but the big one about this is it's Lucy Liu is one of the main actors, and it's a supernatural thriller, it's a drama, and it, as I said, it stars Lucy Liu. It's all about a family of four, the Paynes, and they actually move into a house that had a poltergeist in the house.
We are going to have a listen to this trailer, and you might want to do ears off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're not going to like this very much.
What's it like?
What's what like?
I never had anybody die.
Scary. And it goes on.
What do you mean?
Like, the world cracks apart. And you fall into this hole. And the sides are mud, and you can't get out. And you wonder where they are. And you wonder what it would be like if you were there too.
The thing that gets me, you hear that music, and that music just gets to you, doesn't it?
It does.
And I think that's what really scares me. I think if I watch the movie in silence,
with
just
fine.
Them talking, I think...
Yeah, it's the sound, sound effects,
exactly.
The sound, the production around it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. It looks...
And that's what's freaking me out.
Looks and sounds great. It's for just three weeks to shoot this film, though. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it was shot... entirely basically in one house, which is incredible. Like, you think the film set, it's you're using someone's house. It's great that you don't have to keep moving around, but it just proves that it could be in any house.
Oh, when it's shot even like your that. House.
No. Definitely not.
Oh dear. So that is out now. It's called Presence. If you love a good horror, and if you're, you know, hopping on the horror train again in 2025, that is definitely a must see. So is 10 Lives, Anora, Baby Girl, which was our Talk and Flickster for this week. You can go back and have a listen to Wednesday's episode if you want to hear more about the movie or you're heading along. Companion, A Complete Unknown, with the wonderful
Chalamet,
Timothy Chalamet in that one. Conclave, Dragon Keeper, Den of Thieves, Pantera, Flight Risk, Maria, Magic Beach, which is the kiddies film. That's very well put together too. Moana 2, Mufasa, The Lion King, Paddington in Peru, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, We Live in Time, Wicked, and Wolfman. That's a lot of movies, Mr. Lee.
It's a lot of movies, and all these movies are playing in a cinema near you, so check our website, forum6.com.au or the85.com.au.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
It was slightly better this week.
Yes,
I can't see your cues. You got to give more of a cue, Mr. Lee, before you know you're like, you're about to stop and then for session times.
Yeah. I like that dramatic pause.
There was a very dramatic pause. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get into this. We're going around the world, top fives, and I am going to, first up, Mr. Lee, where am I heading off to? Please introduce.
You're actually heading off to Spain this week.
See, I wouldn't have picked that as one of my favourites, but I'll go there. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind a good, you know, the villas and things like over there. There's lots of dance parties and some of the water and okay. Spain's not bad. Okay, you've talked me into it, Mr. Lee. Let's have a look at the top five for Spain. The movies go like this. Five is Sing Sing, which we haven't heard of. Four, A Real Pain. Number three, Moana 2. Number two is Mufasa, The Lion King. And number one for Spain... interesting one, Dog Man, which is, I'm guessing, later for us. It's a kids movie, isn't it? Animation.
It's a kids movie, and it'll be for the next school holidays here. Let's head off to the USA. Number five is Flight Risk. Number four is One of Them Boys. JT did pronounce it wrong last week, but we won't go there. Number three is Mufasa the Lion King. Number two is Companion. And number one for the USA... Dogman.
Dogman, yeah. Again, next school holidays.
Again.
The top five for Oz goes like this. This is what's happening in our backyard. Paddington in Peru at 5. Number 4, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Number 3, Mufasa, The Lion King. Number 2 is Baby Girl. And number 1 for Australia. I think this is the second week in a row, isn't it? Not A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan story. Yeah.
Which is so good. It's very good because it's got Timothy.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Chalamet.
Yeah,
Chalamet.
No, no, you get
Chalamet.
That's it. Yeah.
I had to say it live.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you. You did a very good job. Very good job. Let's get into some goss for this week, and it's all about the Actor Awards. We have had an announcement of... We know what's going on with this now, don't we?
Yeah, we do, which is really good because this is the Australian Oscars, basically, the actors, and this will be done later, very soon, actually. So they've just announced in the past week Best Picture, which the reason why we're staying with Best Picture is because one of our favourite movies is in Best Picture, which I'm so happy about. So Better Man has been nominated, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, How to Make Gravy. I don't know whether you've seen that. It went straight to streaming. It was interesting, different. Late Night with the Devil, Memoir of a Snail, which has also got an Oscar nom. But the one that I'm so excited that got a nomination for Best Picture is Runt.
Oh.
How good is that?
I am so excited. And Best Picture too.
Yes,
Top
it
Gong.
Deserves it. Yep.
That is fantastic.
I'm
so well
so
done
pleased.
To...
It is.
Yeah, well done to the whole cast
John
and crew.
Sheedy.
John
yep.
Sheedy. Yeah, what a fantastic movie. We loved it here on Talking Flicks. And I'm hoping that they sweep the floor. That would be good. Let's hope they get it.
Oh, it would be great. It would be great. Now, the Actor Award for Best Indie Film. Now, the reason why I've picked the indie film is a local boy who went to a high school in Tamworth actually is playing in this movie. And it was actually based out of Walker. So the best indie films is Before the Dawn, Bird Eater, Christmas, The Emu War, and You'll Never Find Me. But the one that I'm excited about is Just a Farmer, which is got our local people in it. So very happy about that one. Best Direction in a Film, we've got Better Man, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, How to Make Gravy, Late Night with the Devil, and Memoir of a Snail. So Best Director, it'll be interesting to see where that one goes to.
Memoir of a Snail, though, that seems to be, it's nearly in most of the categories we're talking about, so
yes.
That's one to watch.
It certainly is. Best Lead Actor in a Film, we've got Eric Bana in Force of Nature, The Dry 2, which was in January-ish last year. We've also got David Dasmachalan, I think, Late Night with the Devil. We've got John O. Davis in Better Man, Daniel Henshaw for How to Make Gravy, Guy Pearce in The Convert, which is good. And yet again, we've got Memoir of Snail with Cody Schmidt-McPhee, who's been nominated as lead actor.
So well,
it is.
You know what? A Memoir of a Snail, not done yet, because Best Lead Actress in a Film, Laura Gordon for Late Night with the Devil, Sarah Snook, who was fantastic in Memoir of a Snail, very deserving to be there, Anaya Taylor-Joy for Furiosa, a Mad Max Saga, Phoebe Tonkin, Kid Snow, Anna Torv, Force of Nature, The Dry 2, and Jackal Van Beek in Audrey. So, okay.
Yeah. What a great mixture of people and movies. So looking forward to when that gets announced to see who wins. And our fingers are crossed for Runt, because
definitely
that's what I want to win Best Picture.
Runt's got to be there. So we'll find out a bit later on this year. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's one of our favourites. We don't mind Jakey, do we?
Yeah, we like him.
He's going to be in a new movie with Night Shyamalan, who is one of our favourite directors.
Yes.
For a good horror film.
Yes, and as we... And as you know, he always does horror. He's actually going to be doing a romantic thriller, and Jake has just signed on for it. And it'll be interesting to see how they do this, because between the director, it's a novel by Nicholas Sparks, which is a romance novel, of course, and with M. Night Shyamalan, how he does horrors and how he does all these twists. He's actually very clever. When he does horrors, they are very well done. And I have to admit, he's a great director in that sort of thing. But it'll be interesting to see how they make this romantic thriller. Because have we ever had a romantic thriller, a romance thriller?
I'm sure there have been some. I can't think off the top of my head. But yeah, you're right. It's one of those categories you don't see and hear from very often. So yeah, I'm intrigued to see how this one comes about. And again, Jake Gyllenhaal, you know it's going to be a good movie when he is in it. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one. Let's go around the screens. Mr. Lee, Odeon 5 in Orange. As we said last week, we unpacked it. There's a lot going on.
Oh, there certainly is. So tomorrow and Sunday, Orange are playing Becoming Led Zeppelin. So there's two sessions only of that. And then the Forum 6 in Wagga, they've actually got the Bollywood movie, Hoslan Singh, which is on February 9. And it's the Bollywood movies go well anywhere, and they do actually do quite well. Now, the Forum 6 in Tamworth, we've got All We Imagine as Light that's playing now. So that's part of our Forum Art House. Next Thursday night, we've got a girls' night happening for Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy. Tickets are on sale now for that. Then, in all our sites, we're doing a Valentine's Day at the movies. So look out for that, because we've got some specials happening with that. And the big news that I'm excited, that I know that JT is going to love, and I'm looking at his face and he is so worried because he has no idea. We have on April 13 at all our sites in Wagga, Orange and Tamworth, the next Andre Rieu's 75th birthday celebration, The Dream Continues.
I knew it was going to be Andre. I could see it coming a mile. Look, you know what? Andre always goes off. He never fails to disappoint.
Yes.
Packed cinemas.
No, never.
So no surprises. Andre at least a couple of times a year generally is what you guys are getting now. So that's good.
Right. Yeah. And I know your nan loves them, so I'm so excited that you'll be going to this one with your nan.
Oh, Nan. Yeah. Well, I won't tell her about it just yet. I'll leave it till a couple of days before.
No, don't get her too excited yet.
But she does love Andre. She just raves about him all the bloody time. So, yeah. So there is that. Also, a movie and lunch, Mr. Lee, Complete Unknown.
Chalamet. Yes. For February 26th. And then on February 27th. Our next art house movie is A Real Pain, which will be screening for a week. And I can also announce that all sites, we're getting The Brutalists, which is up for a lot of Oscars
Isn't
at the
it?
Moment.
Yes.
So it's just been confirmed that we're getting it now. So I'm very excited that Wagga, Orange and Tamworth will be getting screened.
Will you have
movie.
It before the Oscars? Because we want to hype ourselves up, right? Yes.
Yes.
On
27th of Feb.
Oh, just in time. I need to go and see it, Mr. Lee, because I need to do my prep well and truly in advance.
It's a long movie. It's nearly like 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, I might stay for some of it. Okay, we'll see. It should be a good movie. It should be a good movie, and that is great. Well done for getting that one in later on in Feb. Opening next week. Before that, Mr. Lee, and I know you're looking forward to this one, Captain America, Brave New World. I saw the trailers for this at the cinema just a couple of weeks ago, and wow. And I'm a Captain America fan. Out of all my superheroes, that's Captain America, just the colour.
I have to agree. And, you know, I'm interested to see how Anthony Mackie actually plays this character, because as we all know, it was Chris Evans before. So Anthony Mackie's taking it over. Plus, we've got Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Can you believe the first one, Bridget Jones' Diary, came out in 2001? So this is very exciting.
That was a long time ago
and
now.
And Renee Zellweger is back as Bridget. So only her can play that role. Like, no one else can play that role. She's the only one.
Now, you know what? That's going to be a hard week to pick which one will do better, because they're both massive franchises. That's tough. But you know what? Because it has been a long time since Bridget Jones, 25 odd years? I think you've got to go. Bridget Jones is going to be very, very big. And you guys are also doing the girls' night and things like that as well with the drink. the bubbly or whatever it is, the wine. Yeah. So there's that one.
It's good. They're always popular.
They are, aren't they? They always sell them out, don't you? So
We do.
Yeah, so if you've got the girls, get them together for a girls' night out next week before the movie opens. Now, Heart Eyes, Mr. Lee, Olivia Holt, Mason Gooding, Jordana Brewster. This is looking good. This is also out next week.
Yeah, and it's a horror mystery comedy. And it's actually, it's over Valentine's Day. And something actually happens and it's about a couple hunting killers and...
Well, it is a comedy, if you like to... It's a comedy.
Yeah, it is a comedy, yeah. And you know what? I think it's probably not really a horror. You know how they just throw horror in because it looks a bit horror? I reckon it's going to be more mystery comedy. So, yeah, it could be something that I could go watch.
Well, they've probably looked at it and gone, we need to release a horror film this week because we haven't had enough. So let's make it a horror, but we'll call it horror mystery comedy. Scotty in marketing did very well that day. Yeah, exactly right. 100% it will. Our talk and flicks to next week is George, and George will be checking out Presence, this horror film.
Yes. Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see his take on that. So, because he likes horror films, so it'll be interesting. So we talked to him on Wednesday at midday when that podcast drops, which... I can't believe, JT, we've come to the end of the podcast.
Well, you didn't do the plug. How do you become a talk and flickster? What's the go there? You've jumped the gun a little
bit. I thought everyone knew how to do it.
It's my favorite part of the show, hearing you tell us how to be a talk and flickster, right?
Okay.
Do you want me to do it? Are you struggling? Do you want me to? I know you're obviously in a hurry to get out of here. Do you want me to do it? Right? You're trying to wrap up the show. You know what? Now, don't worry about it. We'll just wrap the show early, okay? How does that sound? I'm serious.
I ask, before we go, how was the birthday party last weekend?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was good fun. Yeah. I love kids' birthday parties. It's just, nice to see everyone again. Gets the family together. Nan was there, which is really good. My little niece, Piper, she had a lovely time. Got all these presents and... Yeah, so it was really good. It was really good. There was no drama. Sometimes family events, there can be dramas, I guess.
Yeah.
And how was your weekend, Mr.
Lee? Family get on.
They do get on.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Yeah, it was really good. I had a bit of a lazy day last Saturday and then caught up with some mates on Sunday, which was really good, and then helped my son clean his flat out the front, which was really good with the water blaster. So
you on the water blaster, was it?
Yeah.
At least I've got to see.
I should have taken photos. So,
you should have because next time.
I've got to do it again because, I want to get some chemicals to put on it to make it come up really schmick.
We have said time and time again, you are Susie Homemaker. So, I've got to see this. We'll look great. And you know what? We've actually done it in reverse. We talked about it last weekend. This weekend, I'm sure we're going to have good fun. But you chewed up the time, Miss Lee. I've still got to do my positive thought of the day. So, let's just get straight to that, because we're running out of time. You want my thought for the day and week and whatnot to take with you?
Okay. I do. I really... And can I just say, you've got to beat last Wednesday's, because that was pretty good.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, it was.
This one's actually kind of... It's good for you, this one. Kindness is one thing you can't give away. It always comes back. Yeah. Yeah, so think about that next time you want to have a go at me, right? Then you want to have it, stuck into me. Yeah, that's it. So, Mr. Lee, you're one of the kindest people I know.
Oh, such a good guy. And so are you, JT. Thank you.
It's a really nice way to end the show. It's going to be great. How good. Let's go before we say something we're going to regret, okay?
Correct. See ya. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.